gonna go back. Alright. Here we go. Excuse me, Grim? Yeah, that's me. My name's Priscilla, and I'm the treating doctor for Cece. She's asking for you. But may I have a word with you before you go in? Sure, is she okay? The pills? I can't share any specific information because of doctor-patient confidentiality, unfortunately. But what I can say is that as far as we can tell, she's 100% okay physically. We've not identified the pills you mentioned, but the blood tests all came back showing negatives for substances. That's good news, at least. However, I feel I should mention that it's not the first time she's been admitted here. I'm very reluctant to release her from the hospital, but there's little we can do because there are no physical injuries. What? You can't just release her. She jumped. There's not much I can do, I'm afraid. As long as she claims that she's okay and won't do it again, we can't hold it against her will. The best we can do is hold her until this evening to check for side effects. Other than that, I'm afraid we have to release her. What I'm trying to point out is that she needs someone. What about her family? And she also mentioned a friend. She informed me that she doesn't want to involve them in any way. That means by law, I'm not allowed to contact them. And your professional opinion, do you think she might try something like this again? There's no way I can answer that as a person or a doctor. Only time will tell. Okay, thank you so much for the information. I think I want to see her now. Of course, and good luck. Somehow entering this room feels worse than seeing her on the bridge. I don't think it's smart to talk a whole lot about what happened, unless she wants to. But... well, I... don't be... and if you do everything like anything like that again, I'll fucking kill you myself instead. Can you repeat that somewhat louder? I don't think the deaf guy on the other side of town heard that. And you don't have to come back here already. I'm fine now. St. James Hospital. See you later then. Parents, eh? Friend, actually. But I can understand her after my stunt yesterday. I have to say, you look a whole lot better now. Must be this amazing dress, eh? I was like, do you have one in black? And she just looked at me stupidly. That's odd. She's a totally different person now. Maybe she's bipolar. Completely unaffected by the fact that she should, by all accounts, be dead by now. And again, I can't put my finger on it. There's something about her. Still suck at small talk, eh? Very much so. This is awkward. What do you say to someone you just met, whose life you saved against their will? How are you feeling? Hungry. You look a whole lot better today. Thank you. Can I ask why you did it? Stopped you? Yes. Running towards you and holding on to you was pure instinct. I would have done that no matter who was on the railing. But I shouldn't really have been there at all. I was partying with Chris, a friend of mine. And on my way, I went home. Excuse me. On my way home, I went by the bus stop where I met you yesterday. I was looking for you. Because if I'm being completely honest, the bus stop isn't really on my way home. It was obvious I had problems, wasn't it? I suspected something, but that's not the reason I went there. I think I went there because I needed someone to talk to. And by some instinct, I tried finding you, which I did, in the end. Some help I turned out to be. Well, at least I forgot about all my problems, so I'd say you did pretty well. If I were to give you some advice, I'd stay away from me. Oof. Because I'm as broken as can be. Broken is just a word. Like if you break a vase and somehow glue it back together. But then you'd have to glue it back together, wouldn't you? True, but if you manage to, it will have a new kind of beauty and a wonderful story as well. If I could let you inside my head, you would have jumped with me. I can't imagine what you're going through, but what I said on the bridge yesterday still stands. I want to help you in any way I can. No, I don't think she's gonna do that. Your friend is dropping by later on? Yes, we moved here together a few weeks ago. We've kind of been looking for a place to stay. But she went home a few days ago to fix some things there. She's on her way back now. We haven't really planned anything. Do you have any contact with your family? I don't talk to them. Bad blood, eh? No, not at all. They're best family you could ever want. And you don't talk to them? They want help, but it's not that easy. Tell me more about your family if you don't mind. Dad is great. He seems to know my struggles, but he tries to solve the problems by making rules that are hard to follow. Like, no drinking. That's not gonna work for me. But he makes awesome pancakes. And Mom, well, she cares a lot too, but in the wrong way, I think. Like, hugging me to death feels like a wall. And my sister and brother, they're 4 and 5 years younger than me. What kind of role model am I to them? I'm sure they love you very much. You should include them somewhat. The way you describe them, they are bound to be worried sick about you. Maybe someday. You know, the doctor told me you're getting out of here later on. I know it's not my first rodeo. I'll be glad to leave. Isn't it better to stay here than living on the street? It's the walls. I hate them. My offer still stands, you know. There should be more than enough space in my apartment for you, too. It's a nice thought, but with my kind of baggage, I don't want to impose. Thank you, though. You won't be opposing, and I really don't like the idea of you walking around the city at night. And I won't make any rules about not drinking or requiring hugs. Wait, why are we discussing me? You're the one who's been sitting in the hospital hallway all night. I'm fine, still young enough to handle an all-nighter. And thank you. That should have been the first thing I said when you entered the room. I suck at this conversation shit, stupid head. And I suck at small talk. Who cares? I'm just glad you're alive, and so is every person you know. I'm sorry for holding you here for so long. Don't worry about me. I stayed here of my own will. Nobody forced me. But if you're okay for now, I should head home for a few hours of sleep and get refreshed. Can I come back and visit you again before you leave today? I'd like that. Do you know why when they're releasing you? Normally around 6. So 5? Sure, I'm here anyway. See you a bit later then. And do call if there's anything. Anything at all, okay? Thank you. And let me help you, please. Anything at all, just tell me. See you at 5. And it's still a good look on you. Gotta admit, it's good to be home. Oh, that. I totally forgot about that. So what's next? Phone is charging. Maybe I should check it now? I don't really need to sleep. I'm not that tired. Oof. That alarm sounds so much worse when you've only had a few hours sleep. But I have a whole lot of cleaning up to do, so I feel bad about leaving Chris at the Metro yesterday. This should be interesting. Grim, what a surprise! Not really a whole lot here. Okay, so I just woke up. My head hurts like hell. Listen, the bartender told me you left with someone that looked like, well, Steph. If you did, I understand, okay? Anyway, I really need to talk to you about something. Please call me whenever you're up and running again. Z? Hello? Sup, man, it's me. Yo, finally, I thought you were gone. What happened yesterday? Look, I'm really sorry I left you without a word yesterday. I met Steph and, well, yeah, I kind of put two and two together, but it doesn't matter. Look, I have something I need to tell you. Can we meet up? Yeah, we should. There was so much happening yesterday, and I spent the night at the hospital. You were at the hospital and you didn't say anything? Are you okay? What happened? Phone died, so couldn't call. And I'm fine. It wasn't me that needed medical attention. Cece. Who? I'll fill you in on the details later. Damn, bro. Everything okay now? I think so. Listen, I'm going back to the hospital. Want me to drop by your place on the way home? Sure, my head hurts like a motherfucker, but I'll gulp down some painkillers. Nah, you get some rest. I can drop by tomorrow instead. I'm sure the painkillers would take care of it. And congrats on making one hell of a headline in the papers today. Papers? What are you on about? You haven't seen? You're trending on Nuke, too. I'm not on Nuke. Laughs. Well, get on it then. I'm not gonna tell you. Oh, and you won't believe this. Don't you do the silent thing again now. I met Lexi after you left. She asked for you. She did? Wow. I know, right? I was barely able to speak properly. Did you get her number then? No. You gave her my number? No. Ah, you gave her your number? No. How could I even not think about that? Don't worry, I'll try and see if I can get a hold of it another way. Dude, you there? I feel very unwell suddenly. Hangover? That bad, eh? You get some rest today. We'll meet up tomorrow instead, okay? Unpleasant noises. Okay, we can... Sometime tomorrow. Can you not talk into the phone while puking? Need a new phone. I'll call you tomorrow. Go to bed now. Get some rest. Now let's give this Nuke thing a try. Welcome to Nuke, the social network. Adding friends based on your contact list. Adding Cece, please welcome 6 feet under. Adding Chris, so much pizza, asses and breasts. Adding Kira, always gonna give charismatic up. Always gonna give, what? Always gonna give charismatic up. Always gonna let charismatic down. Adding Lexi. Official Lexi, definitely made it. Adding Robin, no party without Robin 4739. Adding Stephanie. Failed. Retrying Stephanie. You are now unblocked by Stephanie. So glad you could make it, Steph Pride. All set. Get busy nuking. Oh. Testing Plaza Bowling with Mr. Keepfoot. Deet sent you a PM. That ass looks familiar. Hung out with official Lexi at Metronome. She fucking rocks. Stop fucking around, Chris. We know you're lying. Swole, I love you too, hon. You look amazing, girl. Small incident, but I'm fine now. Are you okay, CC? Please call me anytime. That's Master Blaster Dad. Black nothing. Mum feels. What happened? And that one guy said, fuck this, and it's depressive or something. Thank you, paparazzi, for catching my good side. No, we're not a couple, or are we? Best wine, call me. Damn hair. Oh, yeah. She said it because I talked about her hair. Oh my god, are you in trouble? Someone call 119. That's 911, dumbass. Dumbass. I love you all, 119. Love you, 119. Okay, so that's Nuke. Who's it, Mackenzie? I should send her a message. She seemed to enjoy herself bowling with me. That just talks about what you did. Pizza bowling is opening. Requires attend opening to. Whoa, shit. That's gonna be a little hard. How am I supposed to get back to CC and do the bowling thing? I think I'm gonna go back to CC. I'm more interested in her story. You got
the gallery, of course. Unshackled Traveler. 1631. Shit, it's almost time. Wow. I should try to get in touch with Lexi. But I'm already late if I'm to get back to the hospital in time. Time to get moving. Here we are again. Let's see if the mood has changed. I should convince her to stay at my place. From what she told me, I don't even think she has a place to stay. Or them. Both she and her friend. But there is something. The voice. He deserves a decent thank you. Here he is now. Linda, meet. Linda? Grim! Oh my god, I haven't seen you in forever. You're looking good, though. You too. What on earth have you done to your hair? It's gray. Silver. Huh? Never mind. I have so many questions right now. That friend from school I told you about, it's Grim. Come here, Cece. It's really good to see you again, and smiling, too. Yep, this is my night. This is... I haven't got words. Me and Grim, they were the best years of my life. But then we moved away, and that was that. School wasn't really the same after you left, but Chris and I hang out still. Chris here? We have to meet. Laughs, sure, but I don't think he's in any shape to see anybody today. But enough about me. How are you doing, Cece? I'm fine now. You scared the living shit out of me, you know that? What the hell were you thinking? If it hadn't been for Grim, I would have been all alone now. I don't want to talk about it, really. Drop it. I just care about you a whole lot. You know that, so stop trying to harm yourself, please. I don't know what I'd do if something were to happen to you. You're all I've got. I'm sorry, but I do feel better now that you're back. And Grim. Okay, I'm officially joining the Hug Club. Laughs, you haven't changed one bit. We are ready for you now, Cece. One test and you're all free to go. I'll be right back. Need me to come with you? Nah, it's just a urine test. You two catch up while I go pissing. So have you been, Grim? Can't complain, but to be honest, there's not much exciting to tell. After school, I just worked a whole lot. Got my own place, and that's pretty much been my rotation for the last 2 years. And you? I went on to study photography and just finished last spring. That's when I met Cece, and we've been pretty much inseparable since then. Do you speak with Matt by any chance? That douchebag from school? Not if you were the last person on Earth. Why? Oh, that's good. There's something you're not telling me. Doesn't matter. But how about you and that girl of yours, Stephanie? Everything fine with you guys? Oh, that? We split up a few years ago. We're not a thing anymore. I'm living the single life. Really? But you were such a cute couple. Well, you think you know a person, and it turns out you don't. Women always do this shit. They're like, but you were such a cute couple, but you don't even realize how crazy the other person might have been. And that goes on, like, both people. Sometimes. Like, sometimes the dude's crazy. Oh, but it was so good. You guys were so great together, and you would no. A lot of people keep up appearances. Well, not that I'm trying to change the subject, but Cece mentioned you two are trying to find a place to live. The big city has not been nice to us so far. That's why I had to go home to ask a friend for a favor. It didn't work out. Well, I've already offered Cece to stay at my place. I've got an apartment. It's not enormous or anything, but there's enough space for all three of us. So why don't you come and stay with me? I don't see any alternative given the predicament you're in. Wow. It's up to you, of course, but really it's no problem for me. Thank you. Don't go sentimental on me now. If you can handle me leaving the toilet seat up, then we're good to go. I think we should be able to tolerate that. All done. Why can't I ever manage to piss on command? I had to drink a liter of water to squeeze 4 drops out. Too much information. Whatever, let's get out of here. To my place. I'm surprised he didn't say TMI. TMI. Because that's like what we say. We don't usually say too much information. We just say TMI. TMI. to my place then. Grim, we can't possibly. Do you hear somebody talking now? No, I think you need to get your ears checked. If you'd heard anyone, I'm sure that person would have said something like, "Oh, that's so nice of you. Of course we will come stay with you." That's what I thought. To my place then. Here we are. This is my place. It's not much, but it should be big enough for us. Bathroom is that door in the kitchen, where you also find a washing machine. There should be enough food in the fridge for all of us, so if you're hungry, we can have a nice evening meal now. And ask if there's anything you need. Where's the guest room? I only have one bedroom, but you two can use that. I'll sleep on the couch. We can't possibly accept that. I'm afraid you have to. There's only room for one on the couch and two in the bedroom. So you two have to sleep in the bedroom. That couch does not look comfortable. Very true, it's horrible. But I'll buy a new one. Oh, I completely forgot I was going to help a friend of mine with the opening of her bowling alley today. That couch looks alright, but I'd rather stay here with you, to be honest. Grim, you don't have to abort your life just because we're here. We can enjoy ourselves here while you go help your friend. It's not that big of a deal. I said I might drop by and help, but I didn't really promise. No, really, go and enjoy yourself. We'll be alright here. If you're worried about us stealing anything or uncomfortable with it, we can go out for a bit and come back later. Oh, I'm not worried about that, but it would have been nice to get better acquainted first. Then go enjoy yourself. We'll be right here when you come back. I might be late, though, and if you call it a night before I get back, I expect you two to be sleeping in that bed. Okay, okay. Now go help your friend. I hope Robin has an awesome opening day. Huh? Hello? Sorry, we're closed. Robin? Oh, hey, Grim. Closed? What's going on? Not much, just a run of bad luck. Like, really bad luck. Well, lay it on me then. You want the short version or the long and depressing one? No need to hold back. First, the machinery malfunctioned, so there's no bowling. And that is kind of the whole point with the bowling alley. Without a functioning bowling alley, my license does not allow me to serve liquor. And without liquor, no party. And of course, Metro is having their grand opening today as well. So no bowling, no liquor, no people. Game over. That really sucks. Will you get it fixed? The machinery, I mean. Yep, in 3 weeks. So I'm heading home where I have a nice bottle of something strong and good. And me and that bottle is going to have a party of a lifetime. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Oh? If you think I'm going to let you wander home and be depressed about this and drown your sorrows alone, you're sorely mistaken. I'm sure you meant to say that you need a bit of company to cheer you up and take your mind away from this. Come on, you need some company and I've got a whole evening off. What do you say? I'm not in the mood, really. Thanks for your concern, though. To quote my friend, that sounds like a yes to me. You sure he's a friend? I'll behave. Promise. Scout's honor? Sure, let's go. Ladies first. Make yourself at home. I'm gonna go get the good stuff. Nice place you got here. Well, it's not really my place. I'm just renting it, but I like it. It's a much nicer couch than what he's got, though. Looks expensive. It's okay, considering the location, size, and age. And here we go. This is not for the weak stomach, mind you. That was just what I needed. Okay, how was the date with Kira? It was good. Get to learn the basics of bowling with good company. And afterwards? Afterwards? You're talking about sex, aren't you? Nods. Firstly, didn't you tell me to say no? Sure, but you're a guy, and I don't expect you to listen to a girl you've never met before. You seem to have some chemistry going, and knowing Kira, I thought she'd be throwing herself at you by the end of the evening. Well, you're right. I failed your no challenge. She did invite me in. I accepted. When we were about to go inside, she changed her mind. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Kira. So about you and your night, vent. You worked so hard for something so long, and when it's all ready and you stand there ready to open the doors, everything goes bad. And it goes completely off the hinges, one thing after another. So in the end, there's nothing more to do than to close the doors, drink and sleep while you wait for a new day. That's exactly what I'm gonna do, drink and stare into the nothingness. Good thing I'm here with you then, so we can both look into the nothingness. Are you staring at the same nothingness as me, though? That bad, eh? I thought I nailed it. Maybe. But I can't get my mind off it. I have no idea how I'll get the funding to survive the first month when I'm losing income for the first 3 weeks. Listen, how about me and you worry about that in the weeks that come? Together. And for this evening, let's just kick off the shoes and enjoy ourselves. For instance, what do you really enjoy doing? Planning my business? Of course, but that's off the table tonight. So what else gets Robin going? You keep asking stupid questions. I used to play video games. I'm an adult now. And so what? I still play video games from time to time. Hell yeah. I used to be a mean Fan Turismo driver. Even got a nickname because of it. Fan Turismo? I love that game. In fact, I have my console in the game laying around here somewhere. So, what are you waiting for? Bring it, woman. I'll go easy on ya. You know what? Fuck it. Let's do this. You up for a game? Honey, I've got moves they don't even have names for. Get ready for awesomeness. Go! And none of that, oh, you're a woman, I'll go easy on you. You got it. But don't come crying when I leave you in the dust. Sound of tires screeching. You must have me mistaken with someone else. This bitch is gonna take you down. Slowly. Painfully. Until you cry for mercy. Oh, really? How about this? What the? Playing dirty, are we? Two can play that game. Shit. I think you're having some stability issues over there. Hey! Oh really, Mr. I know this game. In your face! Robin 1, Grim 0. Zero! Come on, leave a little for the other team. Sure, you better fill up the tank before we go again. Ready, Zero? You've seen nothing yet. I've got more. More booze. Don't drink and trash talk, dude. Don't call me dude again, ever. Holy shit. Oh yeah, that's what you get for being cocky. Lucky. 1-1, I've moved from the zero zone. Lucky. I see it. See what? Your drunk telltale. I don't have a drunk telltale. You do. Okay, what is it then? Kira says it all the time as well. Tell her she's cross-eyed? Don't tell her. You're cross-eyed when drunk. Am not. R2? Like this drunk? Whatever. Ready for round three? Almost. I just need to fix something. Ah, so refreshing. If you really love someone, set them free. A toast and the wrongfully imprisoned tits everywhere. I know what you're doing. You're trying to distract me. I'm a better driver without a top. Or panties. You should be going commando then. I am. So airy. Definitely distracting. Last one. Go! Be careful, cover your face, fast. Hey, move your hand, Buster. And the hero takes the win. I will be signing autographs for the next 30 minutes, so if you all please form a line. Oh, I'll give you a nice fat autograph, cheater. You said don't go easy on me. Let's call it a draw. Grim, you're poking my Your commando?
Les, yes, my commando.
I saw the world crumbling.
Damn you, abusing my sensitive commando. Ah, ah. She's like, oh, whoa. What the?
It's alright with me.
Did you just orgasm? No, silly. Oh, my leg is cramping. Oh, not going away. Oh, she has a fucking Charlie horse. Dude, I feel her pain. Charlie horses fucking suck. And whoever invented them needs to go back to the pits of hell whence they came. There was a man that just pushed a button, Charlie horse, and they're like, no, damn it. No, fuck them things. Fuck them fucking things. They're the fucking worst thing ever. I swear. Fucking, there's a literal place in hell where it's nothing but fucking Charlie horses. And you get better and then they fucking have another Charlie horse. And another for all eternity that fucking sucks. Fuck them fucking things. Fuck Charlie horses. Lay down on your back. I'll stretch your leg. Better? Getting there. Yeah, it's going away now, slowly. That's pretty much the only fucking thing you can do. Man, I've been watching like an anime laying on the couch. And that shit'll happen. It's like, damn you fucking... It's just like, here I am. Like, I'm fucking thinking about it right now, just looking at this. What do you mean, I'll try not to? Of course not. Hey there. I'm good now, by the way, you can let go. How's your leg? Much better, but feel free to continue, you're good at it. So I've been told. Can I ask you something? Sure. Let's say you have a hobby. Like video games? Exactly. So we're both into video games, and hypothetically speaking, if we both were in the mood for video games one day, then the right thing to do would be to get together and play for a bit. Have some fun, don't you think? I mean, we both like it, right? Yeah, it's as good a hobby as anything else. And if we just hypothetically would replace the video games with another fun hobby, like, I wonder what that could be. It would still be a good hobby, right? It's fun for both of us. No strings attached. I think you're talking about something mutually beneficial. I think we're talking too much when we could be playing video games. Okay, here we go.
It's alright with me.
You've been teasing me with that top all evening. I know, did it work? I'm not complaining. Good, because it's coming off now. Better now? You look amazing. Yep, this here's the year 2020. With two. 2022.
I saw the world crumbling.
Yep, that's what you can do with computers now. I can't believe you don't have a... I mean... Let's even the odds. I think it's time for me to have some eye candy. Not bad, Grim. Looking good. Though I suspected that already. But, I've got to tell you something. I haven't been with a man. What? Are you serious? In quite some time. Ah, there it goes. You're the one on top, so you're in control. Whatever pace works for you. I can't even remember when I've missed this. Mwah. Oh, fuck it. Ah. He's just the right size, and this position, so good. I think I've got a new favorite hobby. I'm not going to last for very long like this. Not that I'm complaining. But you have a bed over there. How about we... What are you doing? Go for a little walk. I hate being carried. But this is amazing. We could always go for a run around the block. And me orgasming halfway there. Oh god. Me on top. Wouldn't have it any other way. Whatever you do, don't stop. This is just amazing. Oh fuck yeah. Are you close? No, but I can push for it. Don't push, I want more. Yep. Breathes heavily. Are you close? I can push. Please push. Unless you want to. Fuck me to death. Would be a pleasant death. I'm... coming! Let me... Amazing! You should really get that leg of yours checked. You've been cramping really bad all evening. If I had any injury left, I would have laughed. You're really beautiful. And about that problem with the Brolin, we'll find a way. Whispers, Robin, are you? I guess that's my cue to leave. Thank you for a wonderful evening. Sweet, sweet dreams, Robin. I didn't even realize how tired I am. So much has happened the last few days. Metro, Steph, Kira. Fucking Robin's brains out. CC on the bridge. Meeting Linda again. Am I over in my head? Speaking of the girls. I hope they had a nice evening. Sound asleep. Sweet dreams, girls. So, me versus you. Horrible couch. Oh, that couch sucks. I do fucking feel for him. Almost, but... not completely there. Kinda comfortable? Kinda? My neck will kill me for this. Don't fucking do that. There we go. This is as good as it's gonna get. This is no good. I know. We can't have him sleeping on the floor like this. Indeed. I think that bed is big enough for the three of us. It should be. Unless... he thinks it's awkward? Well, that or... I'm fine with sharing the bed if you are. I am. That doesn't look good. Let me just... there, at least that's a bit better. Let's go out and enjoy the nice weather so he can sleep in. His palms are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti. Are you quoting? Quoting? I'm rapping. You probably should have put the pillow on top of his head, though. That doesn't make any sense. Why? Oh, just a hunch. What the? I swear, wake-ups keep getting worse and worse. Why am I on the floor? Whoops. Contact Lexi. Requires find a way to contact Lexi before 23:59 today. Oh, and there's a contact. Hold on. Damn it. No. No. Okay. Let's hope they didn't see me down here. I hope they're still asleep. So much for that. I wonder where they are. Okay. I'm so fucking horny, I need you. Come over. New contact added. I'm not sure we did the right thing. Something tells me I should have stayed the night. Weird. No reply. Good morning, sleepyhead, if you're awake, that is. We went outside for a bit. We won't be long. I'm up now. Yeah, those so fucking horny messages. Oof, remember them. Anyway, this is the Grimlord, and I am out for Leap of Faith. And we'll see you next time with more Leap of Faith. So just wait. We do it once a week, and this is a good one. And I'm going to continue doing it because I got into the story, and I know you did too. So we are out of here.